Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, November 7th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maylove, here, and we're welcoming in our good friend, Kayla Rombalski, Community Development Educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Kayla, good to see you. Good to have you with us.
Good to see you, James, and flawless delivery of that very long name and title. I appreciate it.
All night. we love when you guys from Extension join us. We appreciate our relationship with Extension that we've had for many, many years. We think of our friends over there very often and really appreciate the time. One of the things that I enjoy is I feel like we get to cover areas that we don't always get to cover in everyday life.
Right.
And you picked one today that I don't think you could have had better timing for. And we're talking good things today.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love this.
There's lots of good news to share.
We're just going to go back and forth the whole show talking about good things.
Right.
Sunrises.
Yes.
No, I'm joking.
Yes.
But we are going to get a little bit into this one, and it's good. This is going to be a good. This is going to be a good segment. This is going to be a good talk.
Yeah, I'm excited for our conversation.
So, where do we start with something like this, with a topic like that, Kayla?
Good question. So, I think the first thing that I'd like to start with, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it, is that we, in Extension, lost a colleague. 2 weeks ago at this point, had her funeral on Tuesday. So Jackie Caratini, for those that are longtime listeners of the show, will know that name. Jackie was with Extension for 25 years, and her loss is profound. And I wanted to start, so obviously, the topic of the show is good things, right? So why am I bringing up a death? Why am I bringing up something that's not good? Mm-hmm. But I wanted to start because our Extension team is in this studio every week, and just talk about the way that we've come together as a team and the importance of doing that in a loss, right? It's so, so important to lean on each other and to recognize the positives when you're dealing with any sort of loss, whether that's the loss of a pet, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job. Mm-hmm. I mean, really looking for the positives in life is super important. And I am just so blessed to be part of the Extension team that really has pulled together and is supporting each other, as well as Jackie, trying to support Jackie's family through mm-hmm. this difficult time.
I had Laura in last week, and I felt bad because I felt like I put her on the spot bringing this up.
Sure.
And so I didn't want to do that to you.
And
here we are.
Right. Right.
But that's funny how things
It's also like the cycle of grieving, right? Like
yes.
Last week, maybe I wouldn't have been prepared to talk about this.
Sure.
This week, I can do it without getting too emotional.
I appreciate this so much because I have brought this up a number of times, and I want to bring it up any chance we get, especially with Extension, because Jackie was one of the early interviews I did, was one mm-hmm. of the people I cared more about when it comes to the people I've met in my radio life, and just enjoyed talking with her. We had so many conversations off air that it really hit home, and some that really, quite bluntly, changed my life. Her breathing technique, I do all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until Jackie was talking about it and everything. And her energy was impalpable. There is nobody that came in here and brought the kind of energy or excitement that she did, everything she was talking about. And I would not at all saying like I knew Jackie or anything, especially like you and your team did.
But you did.
But I knew her to a degree.
She was in here every 6 weeks or so. That's enough.
I do feel confident saying that Jackie would want us to be talking about these kind of subjects, good things, by reminding
Absolutely.
Us of these things and staying positive and staying in a good energy.
Absolutely.
And that's a great way to honor her, I think.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And that ties right into our topic today perfectly.
It does. So lots of positive news to share. So for listeners that may not be familiar with my role with Extension, I am a community development educator. So I work very closely on a lot of economic development topics mm-hmm. in the county and also across the region. And so when I say economic development, you know, that's kind of a big buzzword that has many,
sure.
many different meanings. But the topics that I'm talking about, what it kind of boils down to is things like childcare, things like housing, things like entrepreneurship and supporting businesses, things like broadband and infrastructure access. And so there's been a lot of work happening in those subjects and a lot of exciting things to report out on. So
a lot of good things in each of these topics.
Absolutely.
Like
yeah.
Like
good
that.
Things. Good mm-hmm. things. So we're going to start actually with entrepreneurship. So I'm going to go out of order. I'm going to throw James off a little
completely
bit.
Through. That's fine. That's cool.
So entrepreneurship is something that you and I, James, have talked about in the past on air a couple of times. Mm-hmm. We've had Mo from Mid-State Technical College join us and talk about entrepreneurship. So this is something that we've been really actively working on in Wisconsin Rapids and also in Wood County as a whole. And the good news, the good thing to share, is that Wisconsin Rapids has been selected to host the 2025 Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference. This is a conference that is a statewide audience that will draw into Wisconsin Rapids. Last year was the first year that the conference was hosted in Wisconsin, but it's been hosted in other Midwestern states for many years. It was in Platteville last year, and we're so, so excited to bring it to central Wisconsin this year.
This is one of those things that I've been seeing. I've seen this before, but I didn't ever think about it being in our area. And man, is that a cool idea. One of the bigger topics on people's minds is certainly the economy. And it always mm-hmm. is. Oh, it was long before you and I were born. It was when we were kids. It will be going forward. It's always on people's minds. One of the ways that we have seen over and over again, especially in rural communities, smaller communities, of them having a better economy or a healthy economy is supporting these kind of entrepreneurs, these young business people, these people that have an idea and they want to do something with it. Supporting that, not only is it good for certainly the business world as a whole and your local economies, but so many times these individuals don't forget their roots.
Exactly.
And when things get better and better for them, they give back and they put into their communities or and so many other things. There's so many layers to something like this, and we get to have it right in town. That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. We are so excited. So it will take place in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. And it's a really unique conference. It's one that does not take place in a conference center or, a hotel ballroom. It's one that encourages participants to get into the community that's hosting it. And so it'll take place across downtown Wisconsin Rapids. We'll have sites potentially at the library, at the movie theater, maybe at Bee's Tap House, kind of spread out through downtown. We'll also be hosting this conference during Cranberry Blossom Festival. So it'll be a great way for those that are attending from out of town, from out of the area, to see what a wonderful event that is and to highlight all that makes Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin great. So to highlight that cranberry industry particularly.
I know that there are to the aspiring and entrepreneurs out there that live in our Wood County area. How can they or can they be a part of this?
They absolutely can, and we hope would be a part of this. So they can attend. They can also there's a lot of planning that's going to happen between now and June. So they can certainly join our planning team and take a more active role. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I said this, but the conference is June 19th to 20th, 2025.
Okay.
Right. I think I'm ready.
All right. Kayla, I wanted to continue with some of the entrepreneur conversation here because this certainly hits our area, but it's also includes, local areas as well. Marshfield, Wausau, anybody out there that wants to be a part of this?
Yes, absolutely. So we know that entrepreneurship is really something that happens on a regional level, right? It's not something that happens in silos of communities. And so for this conference particularly, we are excited to highlight central Wisconsin as a whole, not just Wisconsin Rapids. So Wisconsin Rapids may be the host city, but I view this as something that will highlight our entire region. And so we do look for support and for involvement from other communities as well.
That's going to be a fun event. Now, when is that? I see that there's a Founders Network. They're hosting kind of a meeting of this. First.
Yep. So this is coming up on November 21st. This event is also focused on entrepreneurship, a little bit different than the conference. But still really focused for local entrepreneurs who are aspiring or emerging. It's a networking opportunity. It'll be hosted at the Coven, which is kind of a cool new business in Marshfield, from 5:30 to 7 on November 21st. And we encourage those same groups, right? Those same entrepreneurs, those same folks that are interested to come out and participate.
We'll be telling you more about this as we get closer to it. Just be sure to save the dates, June 19th and 20th, and meet us in downtown Wisconsin Rapids for this fantastic event. Looking forward to this one. And again, we'll tell people more about it as we go forward. If people want to register right now or anything, can they do that, Kayla?
So registration is not available yet. Okay. Registration for that Founders Network event that
I just mentioned. Sorry, yes, for that.
That one is available. So they can go to probably easiest to just search for Founders Network on your favorite social media platform or on Google, and that'll pull it up for you.
Good way to do that.
Yeah.
And Kayla, we've got a bunch of good stuff to talk about. Which one are we talking about next?
Let's go to childcare next.
All right.
So we'll keep the good news rolling. Mm-hmm. So I've been in here a couple of times talking about the work of the Child Care Task Force, the Wood County Child Care Task Force, and I am really pleased. I am really pleased to announce that the County Board of Supervisors and the ARPA Ad Hoc Committee has approved the use of $500,000 in ARPA funds to support child care. So this is a really great infusion of dollars into our child care industry. Will help allow for additional slots and additional children to come off of waiting lists and actually get into child care, quality child care in our area. So it's a huge, huge win for parents, for child care providers, and for those that are supporting young children in our communities.
Whether I'm talking with Representative Krug or Senator Teston, any individual really, even going back with a lot of extension guests we've had, I maintain, and I have the numbers to back this up, I don't think there is a bigger issue in our communities than child care.
Right.
It ties into so many other things. There's a domino effect of what it does into so many other things, whether we're talking about economy or almost any other topic. To hear any good news about childcare, you got me right away.
Yeah.
And the audience is excited right away. But this is big.
This is huge, and it's a long time coming, right? So we've had our child care task force in Wood County has been having conversations about this for the better part of 2.5 years. And so this infusion of dollars is really going to support the efforts of that child care task force and support our child care business owners.
Which is going to go, honestly, researching this topic as much as I have and seeing this, I'm not even sure how to explain all the good impacts this will have on those local child care facilities.
Right.
If you just focused on one thing, like they're being able to have one more set of kids or something
right.
like that. Like
right.
that is gigantic. That's one family that is now able to go into the workforce a little bit more or have
exactly.
a little more freedom or anything. That's one set of kids that are getting a little bit more, out there experience, meeting new friends. There's so many layers to this.
Yeah.
It's so important and it's
right.
such good news. That's really cool.
Yes. So that $500,000 will be used mainly for two projects. The first is a shared services network. So when we look at child care centers, many of them operate as independent businesses. They don't have the same benefits that many of our school districts do mm-hmm. in the sense that they're a larger entity. So when they are purchasing things like baby formula, cleaning supplies, mm-hmm. toys, all of those items they're purchasing as an individual or as an individual business. And so what we did some research in and found some best practices from other communities is looking at what if they were able to compile their buying power, so mm-hmm. to speak, and get bulk discounts from coming together as child care providers to be able to offer
such an idea.
Greater services across the board. So that's what we're going to pursue. There's a lot of interest in that from our child care centers, obviously, mm-hmm. because it's cost savings.
Mm-hmm.
And those cost savings then translate directly to staff. You know, we know that child care workers are historically underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to give them additional funds, being able to cut some of the costs for parents, anything that we can do to support our child care centers is going to affect those two things. So that's part of it,
mm-hmm.
and that will be a long-term sustainable
mm-hmm.
Piece. And then the other part of it is actually giving those funds directly to childcare centers that are in need. So as we look at things like startup and expansion funds, being able to support childcare centers that maybe they have a room in their facility that they mm-hmm. could use for another classroom, mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, it's not able to be used. So there's a lot of legality and regulations mm-hmm. around what can actually be a childcare classroom. Right. If they were able to make some changes, perhaps have a grant mm-hmm. available to them, they could open another classroom and bring kids off a waiting list. So that's kind of the plan for those funds. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, again, that goal is to get kids off waiting lists and to get them into quality care.
That's fantastic. I look, very excited for our communities when it comes to this. That's a really good one. Thank you for bringing that to us, Kayla. You want to go to housing next?
Yeah, let's go to housing. Right. So a lot of exciting news in housing as well. We are wrapping up the housing chapter of the Wood County Comprehensive Plan. So this chapter acts as a standalone housing study for the county. And what we've been doing with the support of our North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, shout out to Sam at the RPC. He has been an amazing support to us as we go through this work. What we've been doing is taking census data and all of the data that actually is like compiled for our region and actually using that side by side with real, not real is not the right term, but with actual qualitative data that we've received back in surveys.
Yeah.
So looking at, okay, here's what the national statistics say or what the census data says, and here's what we're actually hearing from our local residents. And so we've been able to put that data side by side and get a really good picture of what housing looks like in Wood County. And as with childcare, you know, so much of it comes down to access. Is it even available?
Yeah.
So that's a childcare thing as well. But with housing, access, is it even available? And then affordability. If it is available, can you afford the home or can you afford the rental unit? And so we're really looking at that and trying to increase both of those things, right? We want to increase affordability and making sure that we have homes that are affordable at every level.
Yeah.
So when I say affordable, I don't just mean low-income housing. I mean, also, we know that we have workforce housing or we have folks that are looking maybe to move out of that starter home and into the next level of house, making sure that that's available at every level and priced right at every level.
Right. That is monumental. That is huge. Anything that creates more maybe new future homeowners or helping a homeowner, current homeowners, any of the above, that's a wonderful bit of good news for us right there. That's great. Kayla, as we're wrapping up, we certainly want to talk about broadband as well, another topic that you and I touch on from time to time.
Absolutely. Yes. So in broadband, exciting news is that BEAD funding dollars are coming down from the federal government and also from the state of Wisconsin. So BEAD stands for Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment. And what we're looking at is essentially internet for all with our broadband efforts. So we want to make sure that everyone, regardless of where you live, in Wood County, from Marshfield to Wisconsin Rapids to Pittsville to everywhere in between, that you have solid access to high-speed internet. Mm-hmm. And we have mapped the county. We have a really good picture of what that looks like. There are some enforceable, I won't get into all of the acronyms, but there are some enforceable funding commitments that cover the majority of the county with our broadband service. And then we're looking at just one small area that's west of Marshfield that will also be covered through an ISP. So within the next couple of years, and broadband infrastructure takes time, right?
Yeah,
it's putting fiber in the ground, it's trenching, it's actually like putting in the infrastructure. So unfortunately, it's not something where we can just let someone have internet overnight, right? Yeah. But within the next couple of years, so by 2028 in a lot of cases, so 4 years from now, we should have a much better broadband infrastructure within the county. So looking at folks that are currently being serviced by Starlink or by, satellite type providers will have, in most cases, broadband to their home. And that's a huge win. That's a really good thing.
Yeah, really is. We've touched on the importance of broadband and good internet and internet reliability. And when it comes to how our society is going, where it's just more and more leaning on to technology, leaning on to the internet, this just becomes more and more important. And as we have touched on before, it becomes even more important in some of these areas that need it the most and that have not had it. That's not just a good story. That's a game changer. That's right. A game changer right there. But in fact, when I think now that I'm thinking about everything we've talked about today, these are all game changers. These are all really big things. There's good things. I think you might have undersold this. These are really great things. These are great things, Kayla. This was a really fun conversation. And we touched on so many wonderful things. There may be follow-ups to some of this stuff. If people are curious, they want to know more, ask you some questions, how can they get in touch with you?
Of course. So they can find my lovely picture and face on the Extension Wood County website. So if you go to Wood County, .gov and scroll to the Extension page, you'll find us there. You can also find us. We've got a social media presence. So if you're a Facebook user, you can find us on Facebook. I think sometimes I joke with you, James, you can send a carrier pigeon. I respond to a lot of different ways of communication. So please reach out.
How are your Morse code skills? How are
they're a bit rusty. I could probably use some help.
Stick with email.
Yeah, there we go.
But Kayla, thank you. Say hi to the team over there for us.
Will do.
We appreciate you guys so very much. Thank you for the
wonderful
time.
Thank you, James.
And thank you for the good things.
Yes, of course.
We will have more Midday Magazine lined up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, we are locally grown radio.